Matt, the phrase sucker punch springs to mind. How are you feeling after that? If the game had been a minute shorter, you'd have had a replay.
Had a replay, or I mean, in terms of balance of play and the way that we've played in there, and even Uwe at the end of the game saying he apologised, saying that we were the better team. Gutted is an understatement. I've said that in there, that the boys should take a shot in the arm because they've been magnificent. They should now fill themselves up with huge belief of how good they are, what a unit they are. Did maybe full time fitness tell? Maybe did the options off the bench for Uwe, the quality that they can bring on and change games? Maybe, but in terms of play, we were better than them, in my opinion, and I think in Uwe's opinion, and anybody watching would probably say the same thing. They got their goal back for a lofted ball in, you know, and Devante's got up well and headed it into the far corner. But the second goal against the run of play maybe was a scuffed pass, a misplayed pass into Sowerby, and he's nicked it past the keeper. That's fine margins in football, and it's hard to take. But I'm utterly proud of the boys tonight because they've been magnificent. And they're disappointed, but they shouldn't be because they've put on a hell of a show.
It was a fabulous night for the club. The attendance was amazing. The atmosphere was brilliant. Will it take a little while for everybody to feel proud of what you've achieved?
Yeah, you're going to be disappointed. I say we're going to have to focus on the league now on Saturday, and then we still, you know, there's the FA Trophy and what have you. But you need 24 hours, 48 hours to digest what's happened tonight. But for me, I'm proud of what they've achieved. I can't be less than that, because sometimes you don't get what you deserve in football, and I think we deserve more out of that game.
You went toe for toe. You were making the running for a great deal of the game. When Marcus Carver hit the back of the net, I thought the stand roof was going to come off. It was an incredible moment for the club.
Yeah, I tried to be quite composed with it. Usually I'm punching the air, but it was fantastic. And, you know, you don't want to get too excited, and I didn't, but, you know, we still caused more problems than them after the goal went in, and they got the goal back. They obviously went down to 10 men, and they threw caution to the wind. They put extra players on up top and gambled. But I thought, if it's not broken, why fix it? We carried on causing them problems, and maybe against the run of play they get the first goal back and they're tying, and then we're still causing them problems, and then a scuffed pass or a misplayed pass caused a 92nd minute winner for them, and against us, which is hard to take, because I think we deserve more out of that game.
If you can do that against a team 71 places above you in the league system, if you can put in a performance like you did at Boston to get here, what can you achieve in the league this season?
That's what I said in there. That's what I've said in there to them. You hold your heads up high and use this as an adrenaline boost into your arm, and use this as a puff your shoulders up and be proud tonight, because you have shown a team that's contesting to get into the championship, you've outplayed them, and their manager has apologised, saying that we were the better team and we deserve more out of that game. And when you've got that, it's obviously the players are going to be disappointed with the circumstance and the way the game's gone, and if they take that on board, and hopefully they will in the next 24, 36 hours, and I'll reiterate it to them how good we've been tonight, and they'll go back and they'll watch it again, and hopefully digest it and realise how good they've been tonight.
And just finally, bigger picture stuff in terms of the club, 3,500 people in here tonight, the stuff that's had to be done to get this game on, will this stand you in good stead as well? Do you feel like in all departments you've proved that you can handle a big occasion?
Yeah, I'm hoping so. I mean, we Chorley Football Club have been magnificent tonight on all levels. The behind the scenes, the staff, the fans, everybody's been magnificent. And it's a family club, and it has been magnificent. It's been well put on, and the players have done everybody around Chorley proud as well. It's been a fantastic evening. Unfortunately, tonight we haven't got the rub of the green, or we haven't got what we've deserved. And sometimes in football, you don't always get what you deserve.